Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 439, Daily Habits. Title comes from a quote that I've been kind of vibing on lately. Who you are is what you do daily. So I just kind of started a list one day of the things that I do daily. And it was like 10 or 12 things. And I'm like, you know, that really is... You know, I've always talked about have a pro you list, a list of things that you do every day, 5 or 6 days a week that make you a better you. And again, another thing I've been saying is I feel like I'm working harder on myself right now than ever before, but not like in a bad, you know, negative way. It's just like it's fulfilling and it's rewarding. I'm like, well, where else can I, you know, do blossom and where else can I apply this? And it was, you know, the break in social media when that happened. I just knew I was a completely better version, different version of myself when that happened, and how I viewed it and where I went from there. Like, it's just all... In a way, it's happening like I designed it, because for the last 6, 7 years, it's been going a certain way, and it doesn't really seem to be stopping. So like what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing. So that's what I'm talking about, but I'm also talking about why, because I am going to take a break from, or continue the break from social media, which is kind of the cognitive dissonance of, well, hey, you want to promote your podcast and have listeners and get clients, but you're not going to promote it on social media. Yeah, that's my path. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm talking about. I got a few client stories. The last quotes on my phone that I didn't post. And a really cool text from a great friend and a longtime listener that made me smile. So things along my pro you path are going well, and that's exactly what I want. Like, if I could just talk to each listener, I just hope that what you're doing daily is adding to your life, is serving you. And if it's not, you want to start doing that. And if it's just one thing, little things done consistently, but get it going. Get that list going. Get it to 2 or 3 things that you can do a day that serve you, make you a better you. And I promise you, you will never regret it. I want to thank you for listening. And it means a lot to me right now. The people that are listening are the ones that are supposed to be listening. And you are appreciated. Thank you. Enjoy. Hello, beautiful people. I'm going to start with the quotes that are left on my phone that I did not post. What defines us is how well we rise after falling. Ask yourself what is really important, and then have the wisdom and courage to build your life around your answer. Do not speak bad of yourself, for the warrior within hears your words and is lessened by them. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Ralph Waldo Emerson. There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. This is from the book that I'm reading. Regardless of what may have happened in the past, it is the meaning that is attributed to it that determines the way someone's present will be. Meanings are not determined by situations, but we determine ourselves by the meanings we give to situations. Alfred Adler. To make living itself an art, that is the goal. Henry Miller. What you focus on is where you are headed. If you focus on anger, you will find more things to be angry about. If you focus on gratitude, you will find more things to be grateful for. By choosing your focus, you choose your lifestyle, the world around you, and your future. So there you have it. So the quote I stumbled upon was, "Who you are is what you do daily, i.e. your habits." Hence the title, Daily Habits. So I notice this all the time, but I've had my car for, I guess, six years, a little more. And whenever I'm turning, I manually reset my blinker. Now, if I just turn and have my blinker on, my blinker will automatically, you know, turn off. It'll, whatever it does, you know, after you make a turn, your signal light just turns off. Well, I had my Jeep for, I don't know, 12 years, I think, something like that, a long time. And at the end, it didn't. When you turn that blinker on and turned, it stayed there. So you had to manually do it. And that's kind of what hit me was, here it is 6 years later into a new car and the blinker works fine and I manually shift it. Why? Well, because I did it for, you know, how many, you know, I used to drive way more than I did, you know, to clients, to gyms, and, you know, all day long driving, turning that signal light off manually. Now instilled, brand new car, then I do it. And another thing I wrote that was similar to it was, you are what you do every day, not what you say you are. So I started thinking, and this isn't like, oh, look at me, but just how different my path has become. So each morning I get up and I stretch for a second before I walk out of the house with Zen. As soon as we get down the flight of steps, I stretch on the steps. We then, and this is typically every morning, not 100%, but so we walk about two blocks to the park. Sometimes it's not open yet. Sometimes we can slide in between the gate. But I'll typically go in there, let Zen walk around, smell for a little bit, do his thing, and I'll stretch again. And I'm mainly stretching my calves. But that's twice already I've stretched my calves. Then we leave the park and we do our little Zen walk jog. You know, he kind of struts and I jog, you know, rather slowly, but that's our thing. We get back. And there's a little wall where I stop and I stretch again. And then we come upstairs. And right before I come in the house, on the stairs, I stretch my calves again. So, like, and again, that's partly where, you know, all the problems I've had the last 3 years with alignment and things being off, it really comes down to my calves. So I have to be stretching my calves all the time. And then the rest of the day is much better. And I don't have the problems that are as deep and as consistent as they have been. So it's stretch, stretch, stretch. And again, it's like, I have to do that. I have to stretch it. I just have to stretch it. I just have to stretch and don't think about it. And you know, so again, just part of what I do. Well, I come in, turn the coffee on, and I sit down on a foam roller. And that's Zen typically wants to play a little bit. So if he wants to kind of play tug of war with the frisbee or something, we kind of do that. And then as soon as, you know, he's kind of occupied by himself, I'll meditate. And that 6 minutes a day, twice a day, just went to 7. So it was 2-3 days after my Instagram account was blocked. I just said, hey, I'm going to do it. And it was so easy that morning. I'm like, I'm going to do it tonight. And I'm like, I could do that every day. And it started, and it's been that way ever since. And I think it was 2 days ago I went to the 7-minute mark. Now, what I've been doing for years, but adding to it, are the thank yous. So it was 2021. I went to 50, where I do thank yous a day, every day. And it's for my faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. Those are the four things. And I'll always spend some time in, you know, I guess you would call it prayer or focused meditation or something, you know. And, you know, there's just times when I'm just sitting and I'm in thought and I'm really thankful. I'm going through my gratitude list, or I'll actually be you know, saying a prayer. Now then, right after the Instagram account was blocked, I could just tell that there was, like, you know, dude with a lot of time just got a lot more time. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to read every day. And it wasn't a big decision. It was like, well, okay, I can. And now I might read a little bit, you know, when I normally, I don't know, it's probably around 11, I think. But then there'll be times I'll go back outside at like 4. I like to read outside. I'll go back outside at like 4 and I'll read again. So there's sometimes I'm reading not only every day, but like twice a day. And I started writing a little bit, but I did started doing that. And then I also started listening to a podcast every day, and that's called The Daily Stoic. Scott had been sending me a few of them, and one day I'm like, well, let me just check it out. And I had never listened to one, you know, like, continually went to, I mean, I didn't really, you know, like, how do you keep, you know, I was like, what do you got to do? You sign up? How do you get them sent to you? I just never listened to a podcast, so now I'm doing that. And the time that I've spent with Zen, I mean, it's always good. Like, when I take him for a walk, I know what my mindset is. When I take him to the park by my house, I know what my mindset is. When I take him to the puppy park on Mulholland, I know what my mindset is. If I take him to, you know, Griffith Park, all these other places, like, when I go there, I know what that moment will be like. Like, when I walk Zen, I'm always in a good place. And then I've got the foam rolling that I do throughout the day, and I'm in a good mental place when I'm doing that. And now, I don't even really what's call it a workout or not. I mean, 3 years ago, I really knew what my workout was. Last 3 years, I really haven't been able to work out. But like I said, stretching my calves is the key, and I've been working on my mobility. So I do like some mobility moves. I do some abs. I stretch, and sometimes it lasts quite a while. You know, I'll go 30, 40, you know, minutes. I'll foam roller for a long time, and I'll stretch for a long time. And I get done, and I'm like, yeah, how is that not a workout? I mean, like, that took a long time. And so that's really kind of what's evolving. But again, where I am mentally while I'm foam rolling, where I am mentally while I'm stretching, where I am mentally while I'm working out, it's that same mentality as all those other things I'm doing. And I'm like, I've just started that list and I wrote it down. And I'm like, you know, again, not 100%. I'm far from perfect, not 24/7. But those are the things that keep me busy. Those are the things that occupy my time, my energy, the space between my ears. And again, it's not, oh my God, he's so amazing. It's not an amazing list. But again, when I look at that list and I look at the previous 50 years, I'm like, it's, you know, I tell my clients, I go, I'm working harder on me right now than I ever have before. And I don't mean that like, you know, oh, it's, you know, intense and strenuous and, you know, stressful. It's like, no. This is what I mean. what I do every day are things I've chose to do because I begin to understand the value, or I understood that they would serve me, or the time and energy was worth it. Whatever it was, I got to the point where these are the things that I make time for. Now, again, one of the things, you know, why you should do is more often was the beach. And it's like, you know, gas is crazy. There's really hasn't been low tide in a long time. And when I do go out and there's not the sand or there's not the stones or the winds, it just makes it, you know, kind of inconsistent. And that, you know, was kind of affecting me to where it was like, okay, well, I'm going to stop putting all this time and energy and effort into this thing that doesn't really give me much back. And it's like, well, what does? And it's like, okay, find out. But that's more stopping. It's more pausing. It's more reflecting. It's more downtime. It's more sitting. It's more thinking. It's more in your head. But I was okay with it. And this whole time, I'm like, wow. I knew what a mess, you know, my head was before I looked at it. And then when I started looking at it, I realized how messy it was. But to fast forward to the place now where, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 10 to 12 things that I do daily that don't involve anyone else. That's not, you know, for anyone else. And then this is going to kind of transcend into the other point I wanted to make on this episode. Kind of daily habits, little things done consistently. All those things have gotten me to where I am now. And I love where I am now. And lately, you know, Nico, Canadian Assassin, the producer, has just, you know, just been wonderful. And we've, you know, chatted and, you know, I kind of, you know, wait to record a podcast. I have something to say, and I'm like going through some cool stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is cool, and I feel cool, and you know, we got this, you know, cool kind of vibe going with, you know, Nico and the podcast. And I just want to have a bunch of people listening. And I'm like, yeah, but he just went off social media, and it was this weird little, you know, again, cognitive dissonance, where there's a part of me that holds on to this thing where I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to do social media. I don't want to talk about me, sell me, promote me. I just don't want to do that stuff. And then there's another part of me going, wow, you know what I've gone through. I've, you know, had this ability to share, and you know, now I got this podcast I've had for 7 years, and it's my verbal journal and the things I'm going through now. I think, you know, would really help people, and you know, if people are just listening and they're being helped, I mean, how cool is that? So I'm like, well, what are you gonna do? So I told Nico to check out the numbers. And I think they had gone down a little, but I didn't really pay attention that much because there was this little voice, and it just didn't go away, and then it finally got loud, and it was, you know, kind of from The Alpinist. This is in the part in the movie where his girlfriend said he's not going to put any time or energy into having other people understand the meaning of what he's doing. And that's why, like, you know, he's like, hey, I had a phone and was in a packet or a bag with salmon, and a raccoon or a fox or something took it. And he goes, guess I'm not supposed to have a phone. Now, he didn't make that decision, but he kind of just was like, all right, I'll just embrace what happened. Well, my Instagram got blocked, and I went, all right, I didn't make the grand decision to go, you know, off social media, but I'm going to make the decision to go off Facebook that I don't really do a whole lot of. But I was like, look, I'm off one, go off both and just be off. I'm like, you know, maybe it'll be better. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. And I could tell right away that I liked it. I just was like, okay, and then it was new and different. Then it was like, well, I'm not thinking about capturing. You know, it's like when I'm walking Zen or I'm at the beach or I'm whatever, you know, it's like, oh, shit, I could post that. It's like, that's all gone. Now, again, all this stuff added to more time, more time I spent between the ears, in the space between my ears, you know, in my head. But I was okay and I was fine with it. And then that's when that hit me. I like the podcast. I really do. It's something I'm proud of. I'm like, wow, you know, this is the 439th episode. I've done it for 7 years. You know, I used to go, hey, every Thursday, I never miss. And that was for over 6 years. And I still don't do that. I mean, I don't do that now every Thursday. And again, I could have lost listeners due to that. Could have lost listeners when we left Nerdist. Could have lost listeners just because over time they got disinterested. And now I'm not promoting it on social media and I could lose listeners. But what hit me was, and this is a quote that I sent to Scott from the book. There is no need to be recognized by others. Actually, one must not seek recognition. This point cannot be overstated. So when you think of the Alpinist and him not putting any time and energy into other people understanding what he's doing or understanding the meaning. And then this, there's no need to be recognized by others. And I was like, you know, Tom, what's cool about your path is it's your path. What's cool about the podcast is it's a verbal journal of your path. You can't go, hey, where should my path go so I can get more listeners? Even though I would like more listeners. I would like more interaction. I'd like, you know, people commenting and, you know, sending me emails. And, you know, I would like all that stuff. But the reality is that's not where it is. But it really doesn't take away, like, when I die and I go, wow, look at that thing that I did. There's my life. And maybe that's when it'll be cool. You know, it's like, wow, that guy verbally documented, you know, his journey for that many years, and there it's left. You know, it's like a verbal memoir. And I'm like, you know, again, it's something I could do. I had the ability to just share. It wasn't hard for me, so I don't pat myself on the back going, wow, it's just something I could do, and I did. But when I look at it, it's like, you know, the impetus behind it was always to help other people. And when I look at it, that also helped me heal. So I've got this podcast where I healed. It changed. You know, there was guests, there was, you know, different formats to this. Boom, I'm walking the earth, having an experience. I get on my podcast and I share those experiences. And a client said, hey, your message is out there. You know, it's just now you're executing that. I'm like, that's where I am. And, you know, and that's when I kind of switched to, you know, not thinking I had to do it every Thursday. And I enjoyed that. So that was kind of the thing, is I started really, like, you know, enjoying the podcast more and getting excited about it. I'm like, okay, so now get more listeners. What do we got to do? And I was like, okay, hold up there, big shifter. You know, you're not doing, you know, I mean, in a way, you're not doing it to get listeners. If people listen, yay. If people listen and like it, yay. If people listen, like it, are affected, and continue to listen, yay, yay, double yay, I won. But I can't have that as that little carrot dangling. Like, well, hey, there's listeners, and there's more listeners, and if you do this, and if you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And again, it's not that I wouldn't do something. Nico and I both thought about going on Spotify, and I hadn't really looked into it, and I don't know. But again, I'm not against that. I'm like, I'm not saying I won't do things, but I'm pretty positive I'm just taking a break from social media. I was in acting class, and I got to a point where, you know, if you go to an audition, you keep your sides in your hands, because if you forget, they're not in your hands. It's just not a good, it's not a good look. But in my acting class, I'm like, I pay for the acting class, my acting class, and, you know, got to a point where, you know, I could do it. And I told the instructor, I go, look, when I get up there, I go, I know, you know, on audition, I'll have my sides, but when I get up there, I'm test myself. I'm going to put my sides to the side, you know, on the floor, not look at them. So at one point, and I don't know why I was telling Moshe this. I don't know if it was money or stress or both or what it was, but I was like, I'm going to take a break from acting. I didn't know how long. I didn't have a plan, but it was a year, and I came back, and I went to the same acting class, and it was the first class, and, you know, we got our sides and, you know, ran through it, and I sat down, and I put my sides down and did the scene. Like I had not missed the class, didn't miss a beat. It was like, again, to talk about that now, I mean, I can't even remember how many years it was ago. But it was the coolest kind of epiphany. Like you'd think, like, well, that's the type of thing, you know, there's timing, it's comfortable, you know, you get used to it, familiarity, consistency, you know, all those things makes things better. And when you're away, there's just rust settles in and it just gets, you just get off. It's just that you don't have the timing or the whatever, the comfortableness, the familiarity, whatever it is with that thing. And it was like, well, how? How is that possible? I took a year off acting and went back, and it was like I did not miss a week. And I'm like, I got better. It wasn't my plan going, I'm going to take a year off, and then I'll be better, and then I'll come back to acting, and I'll actually realize now I'm just as good as an actor, but I'm a better version of me. That wasn't in my psyche at all. But it was for some reason, hey, take a break. You know, have the courage to walk away and don't worry about it and see what happens. Because I think that's a big fear for people. Like, I'm going to take a time off of that thing that I do to make money, to, you know, for joy, for, you know, it's a passion, it's whatever. And, you know, taking breaks from those things aren't bad things. You know, if you lose, like if you're, you know, curious and you're creative and that yearning is there, great. But if it's not and you're feeling a little like plateaued or frustrated or whatever, like just, you know, just take some time away. It's, you know, again, this one time I was talking to an old client, and it was kind of right after all the, you know, stuff I had gone through, and I'm like, well, I'm not acting, and I'm not going to the beach, and I'm not doing this. And she's like, well, yeah, now. Like, it was like, yeah, I was during a big break. I was just looking at all the things I hadn't done in a while. And she's like, well, yeah, but you can start, you know, like, you can just start doing those again, and there you are. Like, it's not done forever. So these weird little moments where things hit you, but that was a clarity. I'm like, I like not sharing right now. I like, you know, again, I got this one thing I haven't shared with, you know, anybody on the podcast that I decided that that's something I'm going to work on, you know, whatever, the next year, the next 2 years, see how good I get, rest of my life, we'll see. But I just, I like where my life is, and I like what's happening. And I think about, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to share that on the podcast. It's like, well, that's what you're going to share on the podcast, is what you're doing. Not, hey, outside of the podcast, how are you arranging your life to ensure that you're trying to, you know, create more listeners or whatever, attract more listeners. And that's just like the kind of like the red flag going, okay, a lot of that isn't bad, and a lot of that stuff is who I used to be, but it's a different me, and it's a higher self, and it's a better version of me, and it's seeing things differently. And like, you know, it was, you know, when Zen got hurt 4 years ago, that was when I was really forced to slow down. And ever since then, there has never been a time when I've slowed down and it wasn't a good thing. When I paused, reflected, and it wasn't a good thing. It's never been a bad time. So it's never been a bad decision. And I'm like, all right, you know, how you feeling? What's going on? It's like, well, I dig the podcast. I think it's something cool. Like it's, you know, like my legacy is this, you know, Pro You podcast, you know, my verbal journal. And it's like, it's kind of cool. And it's like, well, what do you do? And it's like, I just walk the earth, have experiences, and then I share it on the podcast. I'm like, all right, that's what you've been doing. Keep doing that. And what is that? Well, I didn't design my experience. I didn't, you know, go, I'm going to, so then I get to, you know, shape it like this, color it like this, and then it'll be pretty for the podcast. It's like, no. I just started talking about what I was doing. And that's what hit me. It's like, well, keep doing what you're doing. You're going to keep getting what you're getting. And that's like the best thing in your life right now. So don't worry so much about the listeners. You know, build it. They will come. Field for Dreams. I think that's that movie. But the people that I believe are supposed to be listening and supposed to hear it, supposed to be affected by it, are being affected by it. And this, after the last podcast, I got this. Joe Ringaneri is a dude I've had on the podcast, been a longtime listener, like my little brother, and sends me updates occasionally that I love. I typically read them. And after the last podcast, he sent me, you know, when I mentioned about going, you know, off Instagram, and he sent me a little paragraph about what was going on and his experience and how he kind of had this moment of, you know, posting versus being present. And gets done. He's like, thanks for everything. As always, Tom, hope Zen is happy and you have my best. So I reply to Joe. Love your updates. Love your growth. You're like a younger brother to me, and I could not be more proud. I mentioned on the podcast, but I was an adult before social media. So I know what it's like to just do things and not have experiences and not have to post them. I said, congrats on your growth. Continue to enjoy you. I said, I'm not sure who's listening to the podcast because I don't get much feedback. I said, so to know that the people listening will continue to listen and grow as well without posting, like Joe. You know what I mean? It was like, to know that people are listening, that the people listening will continue to listen and grow without posting is good, like without posting on social media, because obviously I didn't post it and he listened to it. And this is the key. And I really meant this. If all I affected was you, Joe, and you're the only one I heard from, I'm fine. Now, I'm fine, the words that Joe got tattooed in Sanskrit on his arm. It was just kind of like the summation of our chats going, hey, at the end of the day, when you go, hey, how are you? I'm fine. And it was just kind of a cool thing to send back to him. But then I want to read what he replied. Affected, marked, changed, however you want to phrase it, PYP will always be a dose of vitamin for my brain. It was from that day when it was talking about our fitness and I got something out of that. I followed some Wednesday workouts. I watched foam rolling tutorials for suggestions, convinced me to stretch more. And when PYP is going to talk about awareness, presence, what I can change, etc., I'm going to get something out of that too. Never mind, I got a big brother to look out for me out of the deal. That's a big bonus. PYP itself is a big long wave, and I'm just riding it to something a little better. And it was just like this moment where I was just like, you know, one dude's like, hey, I listened, I liked it. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And writing like the Sunday morning messages. You know, if I got like one reply, I was pumped. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not bothering anybody. That's, you know, I'm okay. So that's where I'm headed. And like I said, I don't even know. It's been 3 weeks, something like that, or more that I've not been online. And again, the good far outweighs any bad. So I'm going to, you know, it's what I would say, you know, to the listeners. I'm like, you know, find that thing that's working for you and then keep doing that. Focus on that. Don't try to explain it to people. Don't try to get them to understand it. Don't try to get them to believe it. You know, don't spend any time or energy trying to convince people why you're doing what you're doing. Just do you. Just be you. And you know, again, that's what I'm saying. It's like doing that got me to the next level, and then continuing to do what I was doing got me to the next level. And then it's like better clarity, and you have your perspective kind of shift. And then, you know, you literally start having a different experience. And when I, you know, saw that quote going, you know, you are what you do every day. And I'm like, now what does that mean? I'm like, well, I don't care what it means. But I'm like, I look at everything I do as helping me become a better me, working on the squeaky wheel, trying to stay thankful, trying to stay present so I can stay on this path. And that's what I'm telling to all my clients, and that's exactly what I want to share on the podcast. And that's what I'm going to do. Like, you know, my path for the next 6 months, the next year, is going to be whatever it is, because I'm going to follow that, and then I'm going to share it on the podcast. 6 months, year, 2 years, 10 years, that's what it's going to be. And that, again, that was like almost another like kind of feel-good thing going, hey, you might not know it now, but, you know, you do this podcast, you know, another X amount of years. I mean, I like it now. There's no way I'm going to be like, yeah, it's kind of a bummer I've been doing it this long. I mean, I think it's going to be cooler the longer I do it, because it's one man's story, one man's journey. But it's fully documented, you know, and sharing and going through it and doing it just hoping that something resonates with other people. I'm good. I'm proud. I'm, you know, I'm stoked. I don't need anything else. So I got a couple stories. Oh, so Mosier told me the story about, I don't know if it's on a podcast or something, but this mechanic decided to go become a doctor. And he goes, you know, it's going to take me 9 years. But he's like, yeah, but in 9 years, I'll be a doctor. And how that looked and how it sounded and what people thought and the kind of message was, you know, you kind of got to be able to look a little dumb, you know, kind of, you know, be very, very vulnerable in front of people, you know. And I've always thought that, not exactly, but in my life, when it's like I started something, I'd be the older guy, you know, starting it late, you know, younger people around. It's like, you know, I'm not great. I'm just starting it, you know, acting at 34. You know, I'd never acted. I wasn't in a play. I wasn't in drama, you know, so I wasn't going, yo, look at me. I was like, you know, all right, I'm just going to start. I know I'm not going to look great. You know, all the things I did, you know, doing anything on TV or anything with acting or auditioning or video. And I mean, none of that stuff I had done. So it was all new. And I was a beginner at all of it. And I kind of looked at that stuff. Well, that never stopped me. And I liked that I would continue to do things in lieu of, well, I'm not going to look great. It's like, well, yeah, I'm a beginner. Of course I'm not going to look great. And I don't mind that, you know. So it was like, be willing to look dumb. Go big. Better late than, you know, never. And it's like, I wrote this note. I said, always a late starter. Why? And then I went, who cares? Why not? So I remember always saying that. So again, this little thing I got that I'm going to work on, it's like, you know, I'm 57. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to start doing this now. It's like, at 57, you're going to start doing it. I'm like, yep, that's what I'm going to do. So I think you have to have that. I think that's a very, very important thing, because, you know, it's just never too late to start something. But for me, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, I can tell I want to be good at something. I want to focus on one thing. I want to just, you know, set in and go, okay. But it's never really happened. And the longer I'm alive, like, you know, it's like the less I'm really pursuing. I'm enjoying it, and I like what's in my head, so I'm not bummed. But I'm like, there's not that thing that I'm like just, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know, like the working out, I was doing that. It's like, well, I'm not even doing that even consistently. You know, I'm trying to stay mobile. I'm doing that consistently. So like to get excited and have something that finally went, okay, here's something that will interest you, that will intrigue you, and that will, you know, hopefully serve you. And I'm like, okay, there's the peace and the joy. But yeah, completely. And again, that's why I don't want to, you know, get into it that much. But there's that, well, I'm not great. I'm not good. I have no idea. I might look stupid. I might, you know, might not go well. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not worried about any of that. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not doing this to succeed. I'm not working on this thing so I win something. So I'm, you know, even it's for me. It's just for me. I mean, if it goes well, it might be something I could share, but solely for me. So I've got a couple of client stories. So I've been training this one dude for a long time. And he has gotten better at everything, but he has not lost weight. So it's this last little disconnect. And over like the last year, it's like I get a little bit more and more excited because I know he's close. I know he's close. But he has a father who's obese and got, you know, health issues. So I always keep telling him, I go, look, right now there's nothing bad. You know, it's like you make choices, you lose weight, and some of the problems you're having are going to go away. There might be some of the medication you're on, you might be able to go off. And if you go off medication, you're not dealing with that. You're not dealing with the side effects. You know, it's like a bunch of positive things if you lose weight. But it's a big struggle with people losing weight about, oh, you don't lose weight, you're bad. And feel bad until you lose weight. And that doesn't really help the psyche. You know, you really have to be in a good place where you're positive and you're going, okay, I'm planning out my meals, you know, I'm portion controlling, I'm highly aware of what I eat, when I eat, how I eat, and then I move. And if you're burning more calories than you take in, you will lose weight. Fact, 1 pound to 2 pounds a week is not like a crazy thing. So if you go, hey, 1 pound or 2 a week is, you know, 4 to 8 pounds a month, you know, 6 months, you go, wow, there it is, done deal. But it's, again, directly correlated to one's life. If there's not peace, if there's not, you know, effort, gratitude, just a lot of things have to be present for someone to go, okay, I am worthy of going through this, sacrificing, being a little hungry, not being able to, you know, fulfill that sweet tooth or whatever it is. But again, it's that point when you decide, it's way different than you going to a doctor and them going, okay, here's this thing. Now the rest of your life is altered. And that happened to my client. It wasn't a bad thing, but he's got, I think it was hernia, which means it's on the top of your stomach. Because I had a hernia. It's like down in your lower intestines. It didn't burst, but I had surgery on it before it bursted, so I was highly aware of hernias and had no idea. But he was getting this kind of acid reflux, and that I was aware of. He had some stomach issues. So comes back, and I'm like, so what's up? And he's like, well, can have surgery because, you know, if this thing stays there over time, that acid reflux can become really, really bad and severe and deadly. And I actually learned that on that show alone. A guy was getting that acid reflux, and they're like, yeah, that just will get really bad really quick. And my client, you know, kind of admitted. He goes, that's what you've always been saying, you know, because right now he doesn't have to have surgery. But if he lost weight, it would help that condition. If he ate a little better, it would help that condition. It was like, well, these are all the choices that you could have made before. But now there's like this impetus that's like, well, now this thing is not going to go away unless you have surgery. And, you know, the surgery's a way away and you can't make that decision now. But I'm like, look, if we start now, and you start eating the way you're supposed to help that problem, and in turn that helps you lose weight. Well, now in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you're a better version of you. You're a healthier version of you who either A, opts to not have the surgery, or opts to have the surgery. I'd rather be a healthier, better version of me if I was going to go into surgery for something. And it just really hit him, like what I had been saying, you know, for years. And it was like, now I have something that's not just going to go away. And it's because I have not changed my eating habits. And, you know, Parsley has not lost that weight. So if you're out there listening, I'll say it again. When you make choices to better yourself by challenging yourself, it's challenging. It is hard. It is unfamiliar and uncomfortable. But it is such a better route than going, you know, having a problem and going to a doctor and them going, okay, here's the news. This is now the thing that you will deal with the rest of your life. Or here's something now that's going to, you know, put surgery into your head or on your plate. And, you know, again, I've been, you know, telling people for years and years and years. But it's just like me in meditation. I would just say for 3 or 4 years, the last 3 or 4 years has been on my mind. So why didn't you just do it? It's not that hard. It's 5 minutes. Why don't you just do it? I couldn't tell you. Just there was something inside of me. It's like I didn't want to sit down, close my eyes, and go, okay, I'm going to try to meditate. And it was, you know, from the past, trying it once in a while, and just all the chaos in my mind, and like, no, I. And then poof. Well, and that was kind of like my story. I'm kind of like, look, I'm not perfect. I'm flawed. I don't do everything wonderfully well. But I can do a few things pretty well. I can do things, you know, little things done. I can do those consistently. And, you know, like those are my skill sets. It's not grand. It's not wonderful. It's not flawless. It's not perfection. But I can kind of keep those things, you know, kind of moving enough, again, for these breadcrumbs, for that next thing that keeps me going, keeps me interested in pursuing a better Tom. And I think that's what the podcast is. It's just, here's a story of a guy that got better and then got better and then got better and then got better because he did things that served himself. He made choices that weren't always comfortable, weren't familiar, weren't easy, but he started believing that if he put his time and energy into him becoming a better version of himself, that he would. And that's where I feel I am. And again, I understand it is hard to change, and it is hard to not be you, and it is hard to do you different. But try to have some sort of impetus before, again, if it's health, you know, losing weight, eating bad, or, you know, drinking too much, or whatever it is, you know, if you can go, okay, I just gonna, you know, cut back, slow down, change it a little, that will be hard. But it's so much better doing that without something, you know, finding out that your health has changed, you know, in some way, shape, or form. I was talking to a client, and I've been with this client a long time, and there's a little pattern that this client kind of falls into. And when they do, I notice it right away. And I just kind of go, okay, I'm going to be the wall. You know, I'm not going to move. And in the conversation, when one person starts going, I'm going to be a wall, stop talking, stop, I'm going to point this out. Let's just say it got a splash uncomfortable. But we have history, so I know it wasn't bad. But the moment that happened was not really comfortable. And there were tears and frustration. Because I was not moving in my stance, in my view of my client. And I told my client, yeah, that's not changing. I'm going to be like this every session. I'm going to talk like that every session, no matter what you do or how hard you try to stop me. And it wasn't too long, but this client got it. And it was a cool moment because it went from frustration to gratitude. How thankful this client was that I was the wall and that I wasn't going to lose my perspective and I wasn't going to change what I was saying. And it ended with this: all I want to hear about is what you are doing for you. That's what should occupy the space between your ears, your daily to-do list, your daily habits. Again, that's what I did. I wrote down all the things that I do during the day for me. And it wasn't just once in a while, but these are the things I do for me. Those are the things now that occupy my time, the space between my ears. Really, it's then the distraction from all the stuff I used to think about. All the worry, all the doubt, all the fear. Thinking about the past, thinking about the future. I don't really have time for that anymore. Why? Because I'm doing all these other things. And it didn't happen overnight. And it was not, we're on year 8 now. And I just, year 8 of the podcast, and I just started, meditating. So, I'm not selling this as a quick, easy fix. I'm just saying that if you deem yourself worthy and you start applying that type of, that mental state of going, look, I'm not perfect, I'm flawed, I'm scared, I'm whatever, bad, but I'm going to start doing something, a little something for me. Every day, and I'm going to add to it. I'm going to build on it. And that feeling of investing in me is like no other. When I look back at the last, 8-10 years, it's not like one person came in and saved me. A bunch of people are out of my life. So that wasn't it. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't move anywhere. So that's obviously, I didn't make a bunch of money. And it's like, so that's not it. It's like, well, how did this guy get better? And that's my story. That's the podcast. That's what I've done. That's what I'm sharing. That's what I will continue to share. I think that's actually it. Oh, there's actually one more client thing. All right, this is the last client. I've been telling this client to just like himself more. And I don't think he always really kind of gets it when we're talking, because he talks about this or that. And I'm like, from my view, I'm like, wow, way to go. You're doing a great job. Look how far you've come. That's a good feeling. But when I talk to him, I don't get that. Hey, I'm sharing this and I have this good feeling. So then I tell him, hey, just letting you know, being a little critical, being a little judgmental, you're way better than you've ever been. However you deem the last X amount of time, look where you are. Obvious you got here. Obvious you're on the right path. Obvious you've done it this far. You'll keep going. There's no way you'll, go backwards. The clarity you've gained, the separation, all that. It's just, so have that viewpoint. Way to go. Be proud of yourself. Be happy for yourself. Flaming the fire of the things that you are doing well, that you've never done before, that you're doing consistently. And yes, are there things that we need to work on? Yes. Are there more things? And here's a quote I got this past week. It said, behind the mountains, there are more mountains. And I was like, wow, what a perfect quote. I mean, I started a podcast 7 years ago, started working on myself, started a spiritual journey, began all these things. And it's like when I got through some of the mountains, what did I find? More mountains. And that's really like when you're in places and you'd climb going, oh, that peak, let's go to that peak. And you'd get up there going, oh, wow, that's not the top. You know, the more you climbed, the more you saw, the further you had to go to get to the top. And I just said, I've been working harder on myself right now than ever before. And that's to me the same thing. You know, it's exactly the same thing. So what you're doing matters. What you think about matters. What you think about what you're doing matters. It's like I was telling my client, you do X amount of things for yourself, those are going to produce a good feeling. Well, then you also have the feeling of sitting back at the end of the day going, wow, look at those things I did for me today. I've been doing those consistently. I'm pretty proud of myself. Now we get that going, and there's that whole kind of vibe. We get that, oh, I'm vibrating a little higher. It's a different frequency. I like, oh, hey, I'm going to keep doing those things. So if you're listening right now, that's my homework for you. Journal or talk to people or share with others what you are doing for you. And that was my homework to my client. I want you to write down a list. And I've said it to all my clients, a pro you list. 5 or 6 things that you do every day, 5 or 6 days a week that serve you. And be consistent with that. You are what you do daily. Now, what is that? I don't know. Like, okay, Tom, you read that list of those things, so that's what you are. What is that? I don't really know. I don't need a label. I just know those are the things that I do. I just know those are the pro you things. My pro you list has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year because I've gotten better every year. I don't see it stopping. Come to my well, buy the water I sell. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And for those of you that continue to listen, I believe are the ones that are meant to listen. And I'm just going to keep walking my path, and I'm just going to keep sharing that path, whatever it is. You are worth it. To your pro you moment. Stoked you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. If we can sit on the floor, legs folded, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine, we will draw the inhale through the nose, slowing it down, elongating that breath. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth, slowing it down as well, elongating it as well. It will take focus to control that breath. That's what will connect our mind to our body. That will help us keep us present in this moment. That will be your goal. Anything else enters kindly. Calmly, ask it to leave, return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. just so much about the time that you spend in your head. And is that quality time? I was a slave to the monkey mind. I was in my head, but not in control of it. And it was exhausting. And it was relentless. It was like being trapped with no way out. And to have lived to a point where it's completely 180 degrees, where I'm pretty much in total control of that space between my ears. I spend more time there than I ever have, and it's better than it's ever been. And I've been lucky enough to have a podcast where I've been able to share that. And now, there's my verbal journey, my story, that I just get to keep doing and recording. And when I say come to my well by the water I sell, I mean, I'm sharing my experience because my experience has gotten better. And why I'm sharing that experience is that I'm hoping that other people will apply just some of the principles that I have for myself towards themselves. Because I've had clients, you know, go through and change and grow and begin to experience a better life simply being better at being themselves, and their life as is becomes easier. That's why I do what I do, and that's what I'll continue to do to the best of my ability. And I'm thankful for that opportunity, and I am thankful for you. Peace and God bless.